Welcome to Present Company, the Netflix podcast that brings you dynamic conversations with exceptional people behind your favorite series, films, documentaries, and specials. I'm your host, Krista Smith. For years, I was Vanity Fair's ambassador to Hollywood, interviewing countless actors as well as creatives and authorities across the spectrum. My passion is talent, any form of it. How do you know you have it? How do you cultivate it? How do you protect it? And also, I want to get to the heart of what drives it. On this podcast, I'll be talking to people in Hollywood and far beyond. Thank you for joining me. Today, I'm catching up with Kiernan Shipka, one of Hollywood's most impressive and sophisticated young talents. We've all watched her grow up as Sally Draper over seven seasons of Mad Men. Since then, Shipka has worked in a variety of projects and now stars in Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, based on the Archie comic book series. In this conversation, we'll talk to her about her new film, Let It Snow, which is about the friendships and the love lives of a group of high school seniors all told during one day, Christmas Eve. We also cover what she learned being on set during those Mad Men years and her life beyond film and television, including her impeccable style, her love of napping, and the importance of bulletproof coffee. Hi, Kiernan Shipka.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, it's great to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
Oh my God, I'm like just looking at you, I'm reminiscing for past decades.
I know, I'm feeling all nostalgic.
It's awesome. You have had a heck of a year, I have to say.
Yeah.
When I was catching up with you, my children love your show, and I love your show. It's a little sophisticated for my 12-year-old, but I kind of cover his eyes at certain points.
Sure, totally. He's on the cusp. I feel like that's sort of cuspy age to watch our show.
Right, cuspy age. But it's really great. It's a great series.
It's really fun.
It's surprising how the messaging in it and how deep it is, and I just love it. The Chilling Adventures, I should say, of Sabrina.
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Yeah, it's great. I honestly, a lot of it comes down to the fact that the writers are so cool and so sophisticated, and the entire team that kind of banded together to make this thing is just so awesome, and we've got a really badass cast, and kind of all the elements fell into place, and I'm really proud of it.
How did you come to be in it? Were you part of the development process, or do they just come to you and say, hey?
No, it was a really quick process, actually. I got a call from my agent that said, hey, I don't know if you've heard of this, you know, new reboot of Sabrina that they're doing, but they're pretty interested in you for it. I said, okay, cool. And Roberto, the creator of the show, wants to meet with you. So I said, all right, cool. So I went, met with him. We had like an hour and a half meeting. It was super great. And then I did a screen test for it the next day. My hair was brown at the time, like it is now, long brunette. And I did the tape, and then I was planning on going to New York for a week to hang out with my friends. And I remember vividly calling my manager before I got on the plane, just saying, hey, just making sure that was like my only audition, right? There's no way that they're going to want me back for another one. There's no way that I'm going to, yeah, Kiernan, that was the last thing that you ever had to do. You're good. Like, if you got it, you got it. If you didn't, you did it. But that was it. So, okay, I'm getting on a plane. So, all right. So, of course, the second I land in New York, I get a call that says, so they loved you, but they really want you to audition as a blonde because they don't think that you're going to sell it without having blonde hair. And so I said, okay, I'll come back. And we tried on a couple wigs. And then I said, none of these look good. I'm dyeing my hair. So I went in. God bless my hair guy, made my hair bleach blonde in 3 hours. And then I re-auditioned for it again. And then like 2 days later, I got it. It was all within a week and it was very chaotic. But it was the best Christmas present ever.
That's so great. It's so funny. They always say in Hollywood, if you want a job, book a vacation.
Totally. And I literally put that into practice and it worked.
I always think of you as a blonde too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. I've seen you and you're beautiful as a brunette.
Oh,
it's like
you.
Auburn, but it is true. You tend to play the blondes.
Yeah, I mean, January Jones's daughter for 10 years will do that.
Right?
I mean, yeah. I had to look like we were related, so I guess the blonde it was.
It's so great because I feel like it's that
I'm totally going to fall prey to this where I feel like I know you because I've watched you grow up,
sure.
but I really
yeah.
don't know that much about you.
Yeah.
And obviously on Mad Men, one of the greatest shows ever in the history of television.
Pretty good show.
I will say that. Okay.
Yeah.
I think, you know, arguably maybe, maybe probably not. I think most people would agree.
Mm-hmm.
You were cast as what? You were like five when you
I was six when
you
I
were
got
6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. So had you been acting before that? Like, how did you even get to that point of in your, you know, 6 years on life being like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sign up for
this.
This is me.
This is the thing that I want to do, which is very ridiculous to think about. I'm from Chicago, and I got involved in doing print work and commercials in Chicago kind of as a hobby because a couple of my friends were doing it, too, when I was that age. And I just really loved performing. I was that kid that annoying kid that was just singing and dancing everywhere she went. And I remember kind of catching wind of this thing called pilot season. I heard about it. I bugged my mom about it a lot. And my parents are really lovely and amazing. Shout out to them. Super supportive. And we came out to LA for pilot season, which is 3 months of auditioning for different pilots. I don't even know if it really is a thing anymore with all the streaming services, but I'm sure it's still in effect to an extent. But anyway, I was out here. I got a pilot. It was a kind of a comedy, sort of a Modern Family-esque sort of thing where I would have played the daughter, filmed the pilot, and was waiting to hear whether or not it got picked up or not. And it didn't. But within the time of the waiting, I auditioned for Mad Men. And then my childhood was pretty much just determined all of a sudden. Little did I know that my entire life changed very rapidly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did your family move then, obviously, to California?
Then we made the move, yeah. We still have a place in Chicago, and my parents go back and forth quite a bit. But we've sort of slowly, it's becoming more real, more real, more real.
That's got to be so interesting because your parents, friends must have been obsessed with the fact that you were Sally Draper. But
sure.
Kids didn't watch that show.
No, my friends didn't care at all.
Right, so
amazing.
You're just kind of living a normal life and with a job. Meanwhile, adults are like, oh, that's Sally Draper.
Yeah, and like you, and to your point of saying, oh, I feel like I've grown up with you or I watched you grow up. I would have adults come up to me on the street and be like, I'm so sorry about your parents. And they just literally talk to me like I was the character with absolutely no inhibition, be like, your mom is just horrible. Like, I'm not my real mom, but I guess my TV mom's mean sometimes.
That's so funny. Well, I know Matt Weiner very well and John Hamm for two decades basically. So when I told him, I was telling you this before, when I had said, John, give me a good anecdote, give me a good Kiernan, and he's like, I got one for you. And he basically, it was so endearing, he sent me this picture of you two on the set, and he said, just a reminder, I've known her since she was six.
That's so cute.
Yes.
He's
and for all you
best.
Listeners, I'll probably post on social, so stay tuned. But
stay tuned for that cute pic.
I think about that. But being so young on a set like that, that's so demanding, and obviously the dialogue, there's a lot of complexity to it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn kind of growing up in that environment?
Honestly, I think that, I don't know who I would be without the show. I really don't really have a grasp for what my life would look like if I wasn't on Mad Men. I'm sure everything would be completely different. I have no idea what that really looks like. But I think that it made me a more complex human being, or at least allow myself to be, because I was around actors and characters, particularly female characters, who were portrayed as complex, flawed human beings. So it almost kind of gave me a permission slip to be a complex, empowered female in a lot of ways, which is really a special, special thing. I think it taught me really early on that people aren't perfect, parents aren't perfect, and we're all just kind of going through our own sort of thing in life.
Wow, I never would think of it that way. That's so cool.
Yeah, very. When you kind of break it down and you sort of take a step back, you think, oh, yeah, these characters impacted my life more than any other characters. I mean, besides my direct family and a couple of my close friends, these are the people that I was closest to growing mm-hmm. up. But this was my foundation in a lot of ways.
And it's better than homeroom.
Yeah, a little bit better than homeroom or detention or, you know.
And math.
PE, yeah.
Did you think about going to college? Because I assume, obviously, you were tutored and you went.
Yeah, so I did an independent study program growing up, and I really enjoyed it. I really like learning. It was never something that I dreaded. So I always sort of enjoyed the way that I was schooled because I liked the sort of one-on-one approach. It requires a little more self-discipline, but it worked for me. And when I was turning eight, I graduated early, and then I did some college courses online. So I'm a little under 64 credits, I think, if I'm thinking about it properly. But I was 18, and I was thinking right before I got Sabrina, is college time or is it work time? But at a month before Sabrina, I didn't have a solid job. So I was kind of in the mode of, do I want to go to college? Do I not? Right. And it was definitely a thought, for sure a thought. Obviously now I'm very employed and can't do that, but I do really enjoy taking classes and learning, and I never want that. I don't want to cap mm-hmm. that off at any particular age. And I've been to some college parties. I've visited my friends at colleges, so I feel like I've gotten a taste of the college experience.
Well, I also feel like you're in Vancouver shooting Sabrina. Yeah. It's all young people.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like across the road is Riverdale, right?
100%. So rival school.
Yeah, like, I feel like some mischief must go on. There must be some pranking and some.
It's very analogous to a college experience, just different because people are watching your every move. But
right,
yeah,
you guys have a better work ethic probably than
I would hope so.
Right,
yeah.
Well, I imagine also too being on Mad Men and for so long, and you really grew into that part, which I think was such a compliment. I mean, Matt just started writing for you, and you just gave as good as you got, which was so awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun.
But just seeing that kind of discipline and work ethic mm-hmm. and what it takes to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Is that something that do you feel like further on in your career you could create a show or be a showrunner or write or direct? Is that anywhere in your ambition?
I'd love to. I have big ideas, and I write them down, and I have a writing partner, and we're fiddling about with something right now. It's definitely in the future. I don't know exactly when, and for me, I'm such a perfectionist, it kind of has to be the right thing. I do make a lot, and I have a lot of ideas, but I don't want to just put anything out there. But I definitely want to tell some stories, and that, I think, goes beyond acting for me, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've got Let It Snow coming out.
Let It Frickin' Snow.
Let It Snow.
I mean, I
am lucky enough that I watched it.
Nice.
And I have to say, I love Tomboy Kiernan.
Tomboy Kiernan's fun.
And I love the Levi's. I don't even know if it was Levi's, but that like shearling jean jacket.
Totally. It's a good look.
It's good.
It's pretty fun.
It's good.
I was in it for like 40 days straight, so I'm glad I liked it. Yeah, we're wearing one outfit in the whole movie.
You are. It's interesting. Yeah. It's like one day.
Yeah.
Right, Christmas Eve. It's perfect for the holidays.
Yep.
And again, a great cast, great diverse cast of all these young actors.
Loaded.
That I didn't actually even know. So that mm-hmm. was kind of fun to meet all of them. And great themes.
Mm-hmm.
When you get something like that, obviously it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes you take certain roles?
Honestly, it was a big consideration because I had come off of filming Sabrina for 9 months. And being the title character of a show means that you're working 5 days a week, 14-hour days, pretty much every single week. So I was tired, and the last thing on my mind was taking on something else. But of course, I'm also at the same time a workaholic and wanted to do something. So it was sort of a fine balance. If I want to find something that is different, that's interesting, that I can put my heart and soul into, but that doesn't take so much out of me that I just feel depleted when I go back to my job in a couple months, I don't want that either. I can't do that to Sabrina. So this kind of felt like the perfect in-between because it's a story that has separate storylines, so I wasn't working 24/7. It's an ensemble piece, which was really exciting for me, which is something I wanted to do. And I didn't feel like I'd played a character like the Duke in Let It Snow ever before. I really liked her, and I really felt like I could give her a voice that was much different than Sabrina. And mm-hmm. I just felt like I wanted to sort of just sort of go in a different direction. Just sort of do something different, put my heart and soul into something different, step into someone else's shoes for a second. And it was so fun. And it was so fun. And I knew the cast was going to be young and fun. And it was a great filming experience, too.
It reminded me, I was thinking about it when I was watching it. I got nostalgic because I was thinking about Some Kind of Wonderful and Say Anything, all those movies that I watched.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
They were long before you were even born. But those kind of John Hughes movies and Cameron Crowe and Breakfast Club. Right?
Totally. It has that nostalgic vibe for sure.
Definitely. You are probably the chicest 19-year-old. You're 19, right? We're still
a
teenager.
I'm almost 20. 20 on Sunday. So
oh, my God.
It's coming up.
Wow.
But yes, I am still a teenager as of now as I sit in this chair.
Oh, my God.
If you're listening to this after November 10th, then I am officially in a new decade of my life.
Wow.
Who knows where it will take me.
Scorpio then, right?
Scorpio season.
Are you a typical Scorpio?
I think so. I'm a Scorpio, and then I've got, I think there's a rising and a moon as well, or a sun and a moon, and those two are Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel pretty Scorpio. What's your sign?
I'm a Libra, so I'm right before you.
Cool.
And we balance out well. We're like good with everybody.
You're good advice givers. You kind of have your...
We can deal with the sting of the Scorpio a little bit. And the like Virgo that we're on the other side, the kind of controlling Virgo. We kind of balance those two.
A little bit in between. I like that.
But you are. Just to say, 19, almost 20.
Thanks, yeah.
And I've watched you just embrace fashion and fashion embrace you. Actually, I don't know whether it's the chicken or the egg, but I love seeing you at the shows and I love always your choices. And it feels like you're very involved in what you wear.
Yeah.
Like you have an opinion. You're not just being dressed. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
100%. When I was maybe 15, I sort of fell into the whole fashion realm. Again, I don't know what came first, me liking fashion or fashion sort of being into me, or sort of a perfect storm of both. But I always enjoyed dressing up. It was always something that was just fun to me. It was never, oh, I want to give off this vibe or this is stressful to me. It was just pure fun. Oh, my God, I get to dress all fancy and go to an event. That was like a 13-year-old's dream.
Yeah.
So totally. And then, again, I started getting involved with brands, but I always felt like I just wanted to wear what I wanted to wear. And obviously the people I worked with were super awesome, and we would work together and it would feel collaborative. But no, I never want someone to kind of tell me what to wear. That's just not appealing to me. I always kind of like to have a say. I want to be comfortable too.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. If I'm uncomfortable in something, I'm not going to have a good time.
Do you like the pageantry of going to a show and seeing that presentation, that kind of live display?
Fashion shows are wild, man. They're crazy. I really enjoy them. I mean, they're definitely very, very much so a novelty. I went to Fendi in Rome this summer with my friend, and it was so crazy. It was like in the Colosseum, just wild. It just feels like it's this constant competition of what can we do next to out extra the last fashion show.
I know,
but
and
it's nice to be a viewer, a standby.
Yeah, and I saw you in the Rodarte lookbook.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That was spectacular. That was I went really to their fun. Show here in Los Angeles in the Huntington Gardens,
amazing.
And it's just this. It's like theater unfolding.
Yeah, they're so talented. Those girls, Kate and Laura. Yeah,
and homegrown.
Homegrown,
right?
Locals.
Cali girls.
Cali girls all the way.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about that pre-Sabrina, you had about 500,000 Instagram social media followers.
Yeah.
And now you have over 5 million.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You went from being an actress that was mostly seen by adults to now being seen all by, you know, people of your own age or younger.
Yeah.
How has all of that rocked your world?
It's interesting. It feels like a lot has changed and also a lot hasn't. I definitely grew up only being recognized by adults, And they're a very different kind of fan. Young fans are way different. I mean, the amount of fan pages and fan art that I see on Instagram and all sorts of group chats on Instagram and kind of crazy stuff that even I feel a little old for. I'm like, what is happening
here? Oh, that makes me feel. Yeah. Now I'm like, see you later, guys.
Exactly. Okay,
if you're feeling old about it, yeah.
No, but seriously, there's 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds that definitely know their way around Instagram even more than I do to a certain extent. But it is nice. I feel like the Sabrina fan base is just so engaging. So engaging, and anything that we post about the show, they eat up, and it feels like it's this nice dialogue between the fans and the people.
It's a spectacular show.
It's really fun. It's really fun. But when I was on Mad Men, I would still occasionally, because I still was young, I still would go to like the Kids' Choice Awards and all that. And I was so used to just not being recognized. And I think my childhood dream was like to be a cool person at the Kids' Choice Awards. And I went back last year, presented, and I felt like I just did my 13-year-old self right because people actually knew who I was. It's like, yes, this is good. This is all that I wish I could go back and tell my 12-year-old self that one day your peers will also know you. Know who
That's
you
funny.
Are.
That's yeah. funny. I know. I was thinking, I when I was going through stuff, and I've known Timothy Chalamet for a long time.
I was just
talking
like
well.
2 days ago.
Yeah. Well, because you guys almost broke the internet. You went and got coffee.
So funny.
funny. Which was more, Jennifer Aniston joining Instagram or Kiernan and Timothy getting coffee?
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, it's just madness. It's just
so funny.
It's so funny. And he's great in, he's in The King on Netflix. He's fantastic. He's fantastic in Little Women. I'm so happy for him.
Such a good guy.
But it is
guy.
A different level of fame you guys are dealing with.
Yeah.
Because of the social media and stuff and that kind of responsibility.
For sure. It definitely heightens it. I even think when I was on Mad Men, social media wasn't even that much of a thing. I mean, maybe January got on Instagram the last year of the show, but besides that, it just wasn't really part of it.
Yeah, now there's food channels, and I love your foodie stuff.
Why, thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to come to Vancouver and visit you.
Please do.
We're going to have a day off, and what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
We're going to have a day. It depends on what season. I would suggest you come visit me sometime when it's a bit sunny because right now it's quite
preferably
rainy
warm.
And depressing. So let's say I'm shooting like late summer next year.
Okay.
And you call me up and you say, "Hey, I want to come up to Vancouver. We're going to have a day." I would say we probably go on a hike because that's kind of what Vancouver's known for, is having beautiful trails. So we could do that just to kind of get that out of the way.
Like early, get our blood going.
Yeah, get our blood flowing.
Metabolism moving.
Exactly.
Okay.
Get everything flowing and going. And then there's a coffee shop I really like. We'd probably sit down and get coffee.
What's your coffee?
I get, you know what? It kind of depends on where I am. I'm a latte or a cappuccino kind of person. Love an almond milk. Okay. Love a whole milk. Just depends on what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Just...
I'm Americano.
Oh, nice.
And I might even put some cream in there. But okay.
Nice. All right. I like that, though.
Yeah.
I had an Americano the other day, and I was shaking after. Yeah. But that's because I already had a coffee before that. And I didn't know what I was ordering. Just thought an Americano sounded cool.
Yeah, it's good. Sounds
it
good.
It is good. It is good. There's a couple restaurants that I really love up there. There's a restaurant called Bao Bei, which is delicious food. Delicious kind of Chinese esque food and sort of like a very, very chic environment, and they have great cocktails. Mm-hmm. Legal drinking age up in Canada is 19, so I can say that they have great
nice.
Cocktails.
Nice, that's good to know.
Yep, and then we probably go to bed pretty early because Vancouver doesn't really have much of a nightlife. Okay. Maybe karaoke if you were feeling fun. We could go to Fantasy, which is my favorite karaoke spot in Vancouver.
Okay,
and we could
What's
sing
your
some,
song?
I do a lot of Britney though. I mean, every time
really?
Is kind
Old
of my go-to.
Britney.
I also like A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton if I want to do like a ballad, like a real emotional.
Power ballad?
A power ballad if I'm feeling that kind of power ballad vibe. If I want to sing a song to someone, I might go with that.
Well, we got to hear you sing and Let It Snow.
Yeah, I do sing in it.
That was a nice moment.
It was fun.
So do you cook anything? Have you gotten into that at all? Like
I do cook.
Making food and stuff?
I like cooking. I like cooking for one. I'm not a big, couldn't really do a dinner party.
Yeah.
Not quite my vibe. At that rate, I say we just go out to a good restaurant and get food. Why
the
not?
The cleanup is just too much.
But I can put... I can make chicken and vegetables and be very happy. Just a little solo meal. Probably will do that tonight, in fact. Do you cook?
That's so funny. A little bit, yeah. I mean, I grew up with my mom cooking every meal and stuff like that. So I can. I can do a whole Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
If, like, I can put my mind to it, I'll do it. But I'm not great. I mean, I've always admired people that can just sit there and, like, oh, and a little of this
stewing
and a little of that. And they're
dashes,
talking and drinking.
This,
and
yeah,
it's beautiful.
I feel like cooking a Thanksgiving dinner is a life milestone, though. Yeah. Like, you kind of have to do it once.
Yeah. Definitely.
We just order from Jones on 3rd. They do like, they do a just a full Thanksgiving dinner. So that's what we do.
It's so nice. How's your napping skills?
They're still so
good. Are they still good?
They are.
They're
so
legendary,
good.
By the way.
It's gotten around.
That's why I'm asking. It's like, you can Google Kieran and it's like napping skills, like how to fall asleep.
I was doing a scene in Let It Snow, and it was a side-by- We were both sitting, me and my co-star Mitch were sitting on a couch side-by-side, and they're about ready to go on a take, and they have a technical, and they say, oh, guys, we're just going to be 5 minutes. We just got to swap a lens if you just want to stay right here. What a better time. What's a better time to nap than right there? So I'm sitting up, this is very straight, close my eyes, take a nice little five-minute power nap. And when I open my, they're like, all right, ready to go. When I open my eyes, Mitch is just looking at me like, what'd you just do? Did you just nap? Did you just actually take a nap right there? I actually just took a nap.
How do you meditate, or you just clear your
I just clear
brain?
My brain. I just, the second I shut my eyes, I find that everything else goes away as well. I don't know why, because I've got a pretty loud mind, but sometimes when I just am in the zone and I can just shut it all out, oh, it's beautiful. Mm. Took an hour and a half nap yesterday. That was a little much.
Wow.
That was a lot. I couldn't sleep last night.
Right,
then,
and then you can't sleep.
That kind of messes with things.
What's like when you go to your, when you start your, so like after we've had our day off and you're working fully on Sabrina and you know you've got a big day. What's kind of the stuff that is your favorite part about like skipping to set? Like what's your favorite part of that day when you're really working hard?
Yeah, I love kind of, if it's hard to have a morning ritual because the times that we film always just vary so much. On Mondays we're filming from 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and then by Friday it could be 3 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. I mean, it can kind of get all over the place, but once I have my coffee, I feel like my mind is in the right place. And honestly, the thing I love about our show is that there's not a lot of waiting around. I know that people talk about filming and they kind of equate that with, oh, you spend most of it, just it's a hurry up and wait kind of thing. On our show, we don't have that much time. We're sometimes shooting 7 pages a day. So it's a lot of go, 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 go. And whenever I get to have a good scene with someone, or whether it be by myself or with Lucy or Miranda, whomever it may be, I just am reminded again and again and again how much I love my job. How much I love this character. And whenever she gets to be a total badass, that's always my favorite stuff to do. Like whenever she really gets to just tell someone off or do something cool, those are my favorite moments. But there's not many dull days on set. We were filming the other day, and I can't obviously spoil anything, but it was a humongous day. And it was just so freaking fun the entire time.
I love your enthusiasm for it. It's incredible that this is something that you knew at such a young age that you wanted to do, and you still have the drive and the passion behind it.
Yeah, I'm glad I do too, to be quite honest. My parents never forced it on me and made it very clear to me that I could back away at any time and they would be super supportive of any career path. And I think that sort of in turn made me love it a lot more because I never felt the pressure that I had to do it or never really looked at it as a job. And then when I realized, oh, you could do this forever and that could be a job. Well, that's awesome. It never gets boring to me. I'm still pretty crazy for it.
What do you miss about like what you would perceive as a normal 19-year-old? Does any of that come up for you at all?
Nothing really about, I'm so happy in sort of my position. The one thing I think I do miss is just I have a week off right now and I forget how much I love sleep and not having a ton of stuff to do. There's something very nice about that, which doesn't happen in my life often. I never really valued the weekend before this project, but now I realize why Saturdays and Sundays are so sacred. Before this, every day kind of felt like a weekend, and now that's certainly not the case. So I just kind of, I think I miss just a good sleep-in that's not on a Saturday or Sunday, just a leisurely day.
Just a leisurely nothing to
just
do day.
Just a nothing kind of day.
Oh my God. It's so good. And you're not, how's your eating? Are you keto? Are you a juicer? How do you keep your energy and your focus?
You know what? I really like, not keto or anything like that. I do like bulletproof coffee, though,
quite a bit. I've never tried that.
It's really, it really gets me just out of bed and going. Like, I just feel like I could take on the entire world for at least 2 hours after I drink it, which is good, which is, they're great 2 hours. Just try to eat really balanced. Really, I try to go for things that I know are going to keep my energy really stable. So just getting a lot of protein, carbs, fats, just making sure that my meals are very full and have a lot of energy, because it's easy to sort of fall into like slumps on set. You either forget to eat or you're just snacking and it's, you kind of go crazy. But as long, I find that like for me, as long as I just make sure I have planned solid meals that I eat at normal human times, that's kind of key.
I think I'd be a disaster as an actor. I'd look at that craft table.
Craft table's great, though.
I'd be like, look at that, Twizzlers.
Oh, my God. I know. There's just so much.
Right?
It's an influx. Now they make Crafty. The Crafty is like it's a five-minute walk now. So it kind of defeats the purpose of going to Crafty and just kind of looking over at the table, because you've got to walk there. By the time you get back, you probably have to go on set already. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole
but
thing.
But it's fun.
Look, sometimes you got to do it.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, like, an Oreo is the only answer to things.
In life, yeah. Sometimes the Oreo is the meaning of life.
It is, yeah. Right? It's so totally true.
So true.
I'm so proud of you. I know it sounds
you.
So corny to say, and I just think you're such a great role model in terms of young women and men, frankly, anybody.
Oh, thank
and just
you.
Like how you handle yourself and your curiosity and your work ethic.
Thanks.
And your style.
Ugh.
You know,
your style, you're
I love it. I dressed
too.
A little for you today, by
you
the way.
I
was like, I can't just schlump in.
This is a
for
polka dot moment. I'm going to be thinking about this look for a second here.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
I was like, I got to bring it.
It's
even
pretty freaking cute.
Good. Thanks.
Yeah, I like it.
Thanks. Yeah, I did a little bit. Before I let you go, I want to ask you, are you reading anything interesting? Have you watched anything that you love? What can you tell me? What do I need to look out for?
Ooh, let's see. So I just read a book called My Year of Rest and Relaxation that I'm obsessed with. It's this author named Otessa Moshfesh, I think is how you say her last name. And she wrote that and a book called Eileen and one other book. And I think she's one of the most talented voices in literature right now. And now
is it a, it's not fiction, right? Is it a, is
yeah, it's fiction.
It is fiction.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's fiction. So it's all, the title makes it sound like it's a memoir or something. It's totally not. Just her voice and the way that she writes, I think is just really, really real and raw in a way that I kind of, I don't feel like I've read a lot of authors that are so just inhibited with the way that they write. So that's kind of who I'm obsessed with at the moment. I need a good show. I haven't been watching anything. Actually, I watched the first two episodes of The Morning Show.
Oh, good.
Yesterday,
oh, okay.
Which I enjoyed.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, you don't have a lot of time.
No, not really.
Right?
This is my week. This is my week to do things, watch things.
Your week to catch up
yeah,
on.
Exactly.
And is there anybody in your 12-year-old mind and in your 20-year-old mind of someone that you want to work with, a director or an actor or...
Yeah.
Writer.
I feel like Sofia Coppola has always been a dream of mine. I feel like her films were the first cool films I ever started watching, like Virgin Suicides and Somewhere in Lost in Translation, some of the first kind of real grown-up movies that I felt like I ever got to watch. And I think she's so artful and talented. I'd love to work with her one day. And actor-wise, there's so many people. I'd love to work with Steve Carell. I don't know if it's just because I just saw Morning Show or not, but I just feel like he's so funny in everything that he does, but also can be such a good dramatic actor. So I'd love to work with like Steve Carell or Paul Rudd, do some kind of fun comedy situation that also has some dramatic notes to it.
Yeah, both are very talented.
Fun, right?
Very talented.
I think so.
That's great.
Yeah.
Almost as talented as you, Karen.
Oh, my God. Stop it, Krista.
Yeah, no. Well, you're you know, the bar's high.
I guess the bar's high. I don't know.
It's great to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah, congrats on Sabrina. Congrats on Let It Snow. Congrats on your week off.
Thank you. Feels so good.
I don't expect to see you walking around because I'm hoping you're napping and resting.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I will let you know. I'll DM you.
Please do.
When I head up to Vancouver.
Slide up into those DMs, and we're going to have that day that we talked about. And yeah. I can't wait.
I can't wait. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Kiernan.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining me. Let It Snow and Chilling Adventures of Sabrina are now streaming on Netflix. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you've been listening. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Krista Smith. Join me next time for more meaningful conversations here at Present Company.